As petrol and diesel prices soar, anyone who drives, me included, looking for ways to reduce our costs. Carloman Fergal McGrath holds 5 Guinness World Records in the area of fuel efficiency, or hypermiling, as it's known. Never heard of the term before today, hypermiling. He knows all the tricks and tips to reduce the amount of fuel when we drive, and he joins me now. How are you doing, Fergal?
Not too bad, Ray. How are you?
Good to talk to you. You're living in Swindon, are you?
Living in Swindon, yeah, since 97.
Ah, right, okay. Just a quick bit of your background then. I was saying earlier on, you worked for Honda in research and development for years.
That's right, yeah. I studied in Queens and then I went and I got a job in Swindon in Honda Research and Development with powertrain technology.
Right, and was your specific area of expertise fuel efficiency?
In the latter years, I was responsible for monitoring the CO2 output of the fleet in Europe.
Right. And
obviously then you got a good feel for how fuel consumption was linked with CO2.
Right. And then you took your job and made it a bit of a hobby, did you?
Well, it was a promotional idea for a civic tour that we worked on. We developed in Swindon and we knew how good the diesel engine was, but the rest of the world didn't. So I came up with the idea of driving 25 countries around Europe in 2015 to get a Guinness World Record, and we achieved 100 miles per gallon. So that was the start of it, really. And since that, it's grown on with a petrol world record in 2017 and last year a triple Guinness World Record in an electric car, Ford Mustang Mach-E.
And you drove from Land's End to John O'Groats, was it?
John O'Groats to Land's End.
Oh, the other way. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, we did it in the petrol car from Land's End to John O'Groats and the Mustang Mach-E the other way around from John O'Groats down to Land's End.
Okay. So there are actually ways, like, because our Minister for the Environment, I don't know if you heard this, Eamon Ryan, when it was obvious a few weeks ago that petrol prices were going to go through the roof, he suggested to people, and he was sort of laughed at, that they drive slower. So was he right? Does that save fuel?
I'd say the slower would be a general term, but I think carefully would be a better way to put it.
Okay.
Because most of your fuel is spent if you drive, accelerate harshly and brake harshly. So if you don't anticipate the road ahead, and I think an awful lot of people could, not hypermile, but at least save quite a lot of fuel just by anticipating the road ahead and, you know, judging how the traffic light might change or judging how the roundabout, how you might feed into or flow through a roundabout.
So look ahead. So just be, it's sort of like mindfulness while you're driving, to be in the moment and be aware of what you're doing.
If you could reduce your speed a little bit, I mean, the fuel savings are immense. So rather than doing, say, 75 miles an hour on a motorway, if you were to do 70, you'd find up to 10% saving just on that.
Just on that alone. So will you just before, because definitions of things are important, hypermiling, where did that come from? Where did the term come from?
It's a US term. So basically it's maximizing every portion of energy you can get out of a gallon of fuel.
Okay.
So it's driving in the most efficient manner at the optimum speed and doing everything that you can humanly possible to eke out every last mile out of that gallon.
You're the guy, aren't you? You're the guy for people then, definitely. So look ahead, be aware, reduce speed, reduction of 5 miles an hour can save you 10%. I'm looking at the headlines, the headings here from the article, which was in The Guardian yesterday. Light feet.
Yeah. So basically, don't stamp on the accelerator or the brake. You know, a lot of people are just treat them as on-off switches. But, just basically feather the car along and you'll end up getting there close to the same time anyway. And you don't have to race up to the traffic lights and then slam on the brakes. So I think just have light feet, you know, just be careful with what you're doing. And you'll find the fuel savings are huge on that alone. And also, you know, selecting the car to begin with. So selecting which car you choose. Just working in Honda, I realised how good the engines were.
And you're a bit biased. You're a bit biased now. I better tell people that you're a bit biased.
Well, yeah, I'm no longer working for them. Yeah. But you know, you do get to benchmark a lot of the competitors as well. And yeah, I mean,
just on the engines, I would imagine keeping your car in good shape is important. Like, you know, the tyres properly inflated, all the oil, everything clean and up to date.
Exactly, yeah, well-serviced and keep the pressure's at the right level. And also tyres themselves, you can get some budget tyres, but they're like a false economy, really. You're better to choose a more expensive tyre. The efficiency.
And what's
there
the engineering behind that then?
So basically, there's lower friction on a certain types of tyre. You can get better rolling resistance and lower friction. And you'll get, again, up between 2 and 3% benefit just off tyres themselves.
Okay, right.
So if you stack everything together, like keep the weight out of the car as well, unnecessary weight.
So don't carry four bales of briquettes in the boot just because you don't want to put them in the hall. That sort of thing.
Yeah, just bring the essentials. You know, you have, I suppose there's an element of common sense there, but basically, don't drive around like a lunatic. A lot of people are racing around. I know that the modern world kind of makes us that way, but just be a little bit more calm and sensible about the amaze how much you'd save.
And finally, Fergal, I just have a notion. I didn't read it anywhere. Nobody said it to me, but I have a notion that the SUVs are going to become less and less fashionable. Probably not the word, but you know what I mean? Because everything is pointing towards them being inefficient.
Well, they are and they aren't. The world record we got in the electric car was the Mustang Mach-E, which is a crossover, like an SUV for all intents and purposes. And that is extremely efficient for an electric car. So I wouldn't say that necessarily. It depends on the car. It all comes down to the advanced technology in that car and the engineering behind it. And I wouldn't just put a black box and say all the SUVs are inefficient. I think it depends on the car you choose.
And what about size and aerodynamics and all that when it comes to an SUV? Like, surely the bigger it is, the more metals there, the heavier it is, the more energy you use.
It definitely will be a factor, because the record we beat in the charging time of that Land's End Zone of Growth last year was we beat a Tesla Model 3, which is obviously a much smaller frontal area than a Mustang Mach-E. But it just goes to show you that the powertrain efficiency combined with the hypermiling, how much you can then overcome that benefit. Yeah. So we knocked a half an hour off that charging time from Tesla. Okay. So it's quite a chunk.
And do you drive an electric car yourself, Fergal?
No, I live in a terraced house, so there's no charging here. So I would have to charge publicly. And to be honest, with the cost of electricity going up, you begin to wonder at what point does it make, which is the most efficient way of doing it. I think if I had a driveway, I probably would look at electric. But then again, it's the initial cost of it as well, you know?
Yeah. They're all big questions for people in power who are making decisions, aren't they?
I think for now, most 9 out of 10 people are going to be in a petrol or a diesel, and that's going to be the case for a long time to come. And it's just about maximising the most out of every gallon you put in, really. And I think anybody, you could reset your trip on the computer and just give it a try. And just drive a little bit more cautiously, carefully, and anticipate the road ahead. And just then drive normally the next time and see what improvements you can get.
Okay, and it is about, just finally think, it is about if you can keep moving. Isn't that it? Because when you're brake...
Oh, momentum is key.
Yes, okay. Right, Fergal McGrath, thanks so much for sharing your tips with us. Thank you, mind yourself.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.